Greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto you now and forever. Amen. This morning we are going to look at something that we just sang about, a prayer. We're going to look in Paul's letter to the Ephesians, where he prays for them and for us. And this is a prayer that I think we should all be praying for each other and for everyone around us. It is a very special prayer. We are going to be looking at our sermon text will be from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. I'd ask, as you are able, to please stand for the reading of the scripture. And again, we read as follows in the name of our Lord. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. Amen. Please be seated. It is a very short prayer, but it asks for the one thing that we need to understand. There is very little that has been done for us. Actually, there's nothing that has been done for us by Jesus or by God that has not been done for love. To be able to understand that love that he has for us, we're able to understand everything that has been done for us and everything that we are able to do through him. Paul is praying for every man, woman, and child on the earth. He says it very clearly. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. This is for our whole family. Everyone on this earth has come from God. Jesus is our brother. You are sitting with your brothers and sisters. And everyone that we see is a brother or a sister. They may also be our father or our mother, but we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. This prayer is that all of us may be granted the understanding of His love for us. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, that's a very hard thing to understand. God sent His Son to the cross because of His love for us. I know we have many parents in here. And I'm sure none of you could understand how hard that is. If you're put into that situation, what do you do? The child you have raised, you have loved and cared for. I'm sure 9 times out of 10, I'm sure I'd be in one of those 9. We'd say, forget the rest of them. I want my child. But God, in His infinite knowledge and infinite love, sent His Son to die for us. And His Son willingly went on to that cross. He knew what He was doing. He knew as He climbed up there, or as He was strapped to that cross, He knew that He was dying for us. How can we understand that love? Jesus Christ willingly died for you. How many of us can say that we would willingly lose anything for someone else? Very few of us can do it. But through this love that Paul is praying for us about, that this love might dwell in our hearts, that Christ may dwell in our hearts, we can do anything. That's why we need to understand this love. As much as we'd like to think it, we really don't matter in this world. There's very little that we can do in this world that will amount to anything. Unless we are doing it through Christ, for the glory of our Father. I know I've told you this many times, But if it were up to me, I would not be standing here right now. God has given me the desire to serve Him. Because of that love that He has given to me. And that love that He pushes through me to you. I stand up here as a slave. There's no way I can run from this. I've tried. But God's love follows me and you everywhere. Paul asked that we would be rooted and grounded in love. Two very simple terms. To be rooted. You look at the trees outside. Look at all the huge trees that you've ever seen. If they had no roots, they wouldn't be there. They wouldn't be able to grow. Even if they did grow, if their roots disappeared, they'd fall over. It's pretty simple. To be rooted and grounded in love. Is to be in the support. In the life-giving support. Of that love for us. If we are grounded in that love. What else would we do? Is there anything else that we can do but spread that love to others? And we know that there's no way we're going to be able to understand that love. But what we need to understand is that love is there. It has been done. There's nothing we can do to stop that love. We just need to accept it. Even in our worst times, when we may think we are being the worst person on the world, that love is still there for us. And it's still going through us. It's a beautiful thing. We can be being horrible absolutely horrible people. But God still loves us. His Son still died for us. And we are still saved. And He's still using us, no matter what we're doing. We are rooted and grounded in that love. So that's what we are doing. We are living in that love. We are spreading that love to everyone around us. Now, we know that if we try to do it on our own, we are going to be lost. We aren't going to know what to do. But through that love for us, the love for us, and the love for everyone around us can continue to be spread. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Above all that we ask or think. Jesus Christ is working through us. His love is flowing through us. Even when we have no idea it's happening. I'm sure we've all had an experience where someone has come up to us and told us, you know, when you did this for me about 2 years ago or 2 weeks ago or just the other day, that was absolutely wonderful, and it helped me. But we had no idea we were doing anything. It becomes second nature to do the right thing, to do the thing that God wants us to do. It becomes a struggle to do the wrong thing. And I'm the first to admit that I win that struggle quite often. We have to fight within ourselves when we want to do something that's wrong. Because we are rooted and grounded in that love. God has given that to us because He does love us. And He wants everyone to know of that love for us. So let's go out and bring the glory to Him. Nothing that we do in His name is for our good. It is for His glory. Unto Him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. World without end. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your servants that have given it to us, Father. Father, we ask that you would guide that word into our hearts, that we may accept it how you need us to accept it. And Father, we ask that you would allow us to go out into your mission field this morning, and we would be able to be your servants and bring you all the glory that you deserve. In Jesus' name, amen.